Greetings, all the physical angels. We are Reyna. You have come to this recording because you are wishing to create divine love in a partnership, a relationship with one that is a reflection of you, a reflection of your inner work, a reflection of your imagination, your creativity. You want to share what you have created. You are quite literally a figment of your higher self's imagination. You are simply a projection, a mere image, projected onto the earth by your higher self. Therefore, you are this large creator, creating first yourself, your circumstances, and then this partner that you are wishing to have. Because you are quite literally a figment of your higher self's imagination, so is this partner that you are so wishing to have divine love with. Their higher self is also projecting their mere image onto the earth. Your higher selves are co-creating so that your human selves can enjoy the human experience. It is that simple. So now that you are wanting to create divine love, we must look at the building blocks, the steps, the resistances, so that you may co-create freely and without restrictions. So first, we would ask you to look at your restrictions, the things that keep you from wanting or creating this relationship. What are your resistances, in other words? You may say, oh, I don't have a resistance, not anymore. I really just want this partner. Why have I not been able to create them? And there are those words. Why have I not yet been able to create them? Because your subconscious has resistances. Some of those resistances are fear-based resistances. Fear based on the relationship you might have watched your parents have. Fear based on watching the relationships that others around you have had. Fear that it may not work or that you may not be enough for your relationship. Cleaning and clearing out the fear. You must clean and clear out the resistances, subconscious or otherwise. Fear of intimacy will be another one. You want this relationship so badly, but when someone gets close to you, you freak out. You need space, or something happens. Clearing the resistances will help you to not create the fears that your subconscious or your conscious mind may be creating. Foundation. You must create a foundation that can support this relationship. Namely, creating a foundation for yourself. And we speak of the physical foundation at this point. Can you support yourself in your life processes? Can you show up for yourself? Can you see your shadows? The places that you may not always tell yourself the truth. Creating a foundation that is open to communication, change and growth is very important. Also creating the inner foundation. The one where you first found divine love for yourself. Creating a relationship to your higher self. Creating a relationship to your spirituality. It will support your foundation to create a lasting love relationship where both parties are in divine love with themselves. In divine love with their higher selves, and then in divine love with each other. It is just a reflection of what you have already created for yourself. Therefore, creating a relationship at any given time can be different. There is a sort of blueprint of someone that gets created in the ethers by your higher self, much like a future possibility. This person is a future possibility at this time. However, any change or growth that you may go through will change this blueprint. There is not just one partner for you. There are multiple partners that all share the blueprint that you are creating. And you match their blueprint. Therefore, you come together in that way, ready for relationship. Making sure to create your blueprint for yourself. What do I want this blueprint to look like? What do I want within this blueprint? You can consciously choose your partner. You can consciously choose them by writing down all that you would like to have in a partner. This blueprint will change many times in a lifetime, even when you have created your partner. These are the changes that relationships go through. This is why the younger you are when you create a relationship, the less likely you are to stay with that particular blueprint, that particular partner, simply because the majority of your growing and your changing has not occurred yet. This is not to say that you should wait necessarily, but be mindful that this blueprint will change many times in a lifetime. The more divine love you have created with your higher self, the more aligned you have become with your spirituality, the more aligned a partner you will create for yourself that will change with you. So we do not want that to steer you away from creating a relationship. Just be mindful that you can create a partner who will grow and change when you grow and change. Another component to creating or co-creating this partner is divine self-love. Do you have self-love? Do you take care of yourself and your body? Do you give to yourself in the ways that would suggest, yes, I love myself enough. I love myself enough to give to myself and to keep the promises that I make to myself. How often do you lie to yourself? How often do you make a promise and then break it? Self-love may be a building block that you need to work on first. Try making promises to yourself that you know that you can keep. Keeping those promises. Following through with what you said that you would do. Are you going to go and work out, like you said? Are you going to eat better, like you promised yourself? Are you going to work on your spirituality? Are you going to get a degree? Whatever it is you have promised yourself, making that to-do list of self-love promises and following through, watching yourself follow through with each one. If you cannot keep the promises you make to yourself, you will not be able to keep the promises you make to your reflection in divine love. You want to make sure you can show up for yourself, love yourself, and thus co-create with another person as though they are you. Communication is another key. Do you listen to yourself? Do you listen to the feelings, the subconscious urges that make their way to the surface, or do you ignore them? With a partner, you will have to sit in uncomfortable spaces, hold space for one another, and communicate, even if the energy is uncomfortable. Try communicating with yourself first, listening to your inner voice, listening to the feelings that arise, giving yourself what you need in order to communicate properly. giving yourself the space that you may need. Sitting in the feelings, allowing them to come forward, speaking to them. Practicing this will give you another building block, another component to successful relationships. With that, we will go into the first meditation. There will be two meditations following this talk. One that will help you to work through the resistances that you may have. And the second will be creating your relationship with your divine partner. With that, love is sent without constitution, de physical angels.